TSA, a rare alert for Pittsburgh International travelers with wait times. They're advising you to arrive 2.5 to 3 hours before your flight between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. And we're seeing lines now on, you know, all the TV stations are out there. But you're saying online, Paul, it's only a 15-minute wait, but it looks like it would be longer.
Well, let me recheck it again here while we're talking about it.
And these lines, by the way, if you're used to flying, or, you know, this is vacation season, so people, even if they don't travel by air that often, sometimes summer is when they do.
The TSA pre-check line is at 7 minutes, 13-minute wait on the main line, 6 minutes on the alternate line upstairs.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
No, it's not too bad at all. When I read in our last newscast that we had almost 900,000 passengers in just 1 month at Pittsburgh International, that was an eye-opener.
Yeah.
And for July, they're going to have even more capacity. The airlines will have more seats available. So that's why they want people to get there early.
Yeah, record-breaking summer travel, multiple new routes added, long TSA lines nationwide. So when you're coming back to Pittsburgh, too, just a heads up, depending on where you're traveling from, that could be an issue. Also, every morning, Paul, we hear you report on a shooting somewhere around the city, sometimes multiple shootings. In this case, three within an hour in different locations.
Yes, it is that pattern that we see at this time of the year when the weather warms up. Late at night, we'll start to have a lot of gunfire. And in this case, we had one near Butler County Community College. We had another one in Lincoln, Leamington, Belmar here in the city. And then we had a third shooting down in the city of Washington. All of these in a span of really about 45 minutes. And interestingly, yesterday, the U.S. Surgeon General declared gun violence as a public health crisis.
And that's never happened before. That's very significant.
Dr. Vivek Murthy, the nation's top doctor, was citing the fast-growing number of injuries and deaths involving firearms in the country.
And by the way, there were three mass shootings over the weekend, St. Louis being one of those places. And this has become so common that it hardly gets reported to the level it used to. That's significant.
To drive down the gun deaths, Murthy is calling on the U.S. to ban automatic rifles, to introduce universal background checks for gun purchases, regulating the firearm industry, passing laws to restrict their use in public spaces, and penalizing people who fail to safely store their weapons.
A lot of criminals access weapons by legitimate gun owners who are negligent in the way they handle their weapons.
To me, the shocking development over the weekend was that late Friday afternoon shooting at the grocery store in Arkansas.
Right.
That was particularly disturbing. And I think the reason why is it's the grocery store, for crying out loud, just like what happened up in Buffalo.
Right. You would think, as we had seen, Tree of Life in a synagogue, churches in the South, fitness centers, grocery stores, there isn't really anywhere where you're completely safe. That's just the fact.
Yep.
Also,
in a 7-0 vote by the Board of Health, a new director has been announced for the Allegheny County Health Department.
And Susie Kuhl pulled that story together. And the doctor is Lulia Van, who has an extensive background in health and human services, holds both a medical degree and master's degree in public health, director of the public health department in North Carolina in Guilford, responsible for managing 450 full-time employees in a budget of $55 million. Sounds like a good pick.
The vote was unanimous.
Yes.
And she starts later this summer.
7-0 vote. And it's hard to get any group of people to be unanimous on anything these days. And I have to play this for you just as a footnote. Speaking of, you know, the other big story is going to ratchet up as we get to the presidential debate on Thursday night at 9, right? Out of Atlanta. By the way, we're covering the debate. former President Trump said yesterday.
So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the ass, and that's they want to strengthen him up.
Here we go.
Seriously, Donald Trump offered to take a drug test if beforehand if Biden would do the same. He's implying that Biden is giving something, you know, getting a booster before he has to do something major in public.
So if Joe Biden does well, it'll be because he was juiced. Here we go.
Yes, we do.
Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted on what's going on. Paul, did you see this story over the weekend, speaking of what's going on? An intoxicated man accused of commandeering an 82-foot yacht. This was last Friday. Told police, quote,
wanted to meet some of the
pirates.
Pittsburgh pirates.
So, apparently, here's the irony is he didn't know how to get it started, or it floated down. And
yeah, he unmoored it and couldn't get it started, so it just floated down the river.
And here is the real coincidence. So he gets half mile down the Allegheny River to the North Shore, and the yacht comes to a stop right next to the Public Safety Department's River Rescue Boathouse.
Perfect.
So they just snatched him up. He was sitting on the bow when they arrived, and an officer noted that he, quote, exhibited a strong odor of alcohol, believe it or not.
Jeez, I wouldn't expect that now, would you?
So he said, I took the boat. I wanted to meet some Pittsburgh pirates. That's it.
So, 82-footer, that's not an inexpensive boat.
No, that is a very expensive boat. He just wanted to meet some bucks. And maybe, did you see the posts of Paul Skeens and his girlfriend, Libby Dunn, in a boat?
Yes, I did.
A boat on the river?
Yep.
That got a lot of likes.
I'm sure it did. Yeah.
By the way.
And I think I know why.
Speaking of an intoxicated man, new study has just come out by the Veterans Administration that has found that partying hard in your 20s can make you lose your marbles by the time you're 40. The research found that getting blackout drunk between your teens and early 20s results in permanent damage to the area of the brain responsible for learning that could affect short-term memory and your ability to recognize faces by middle age.
Wow.
So the problem is, if you were one of those people, there's not much you can do about it now, but you might want to encourage young people in particular not to exhibit that kind of behavior. A missing hiker has been found in California's Santa Cruz Mountains after being stranded for 10 days with nothing but the clothes on his back. 34-year-old said he survived strictly by drinking water that he collected in his boots. The downside is he now has athlete's tongue. And while baby boomers and millennials have been battling it out, Gen X quietly setting aside cash. Financial experts at Fidelity say that for the first time ever, Gen X workers saw their 401k balances top those of Steely Dan-loving boomers. And it's not just by a little. Gen X has an average of $200,000 more than their parents do in their 401ks. How about that? So, those are just some odd stories that caught my attention. We're going to talk more about summer travel and weather issues that we're having here. But suffice to say, with the July 4th weekend coming up, now keep in mind, July 4th is a Thursday, so a lot of people turning it into a four-day holiday, including my esteemed anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Well, if you're going to go, I'm going.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Nowhere for the 4th of July, probably just somewhere around these parts, but
just hang out.
I'm going to travel somewhere in September.
Do a staycation this time for the summer.
Yeah.
So where would you go if you were, you know, the furries are here next week through the July 4th weekend.
Good luck getting a hotel room.
Pirates are hosting the Mets. Can you imagine when some of the New York fans come to PNC, which they love to do, by the way, because it's easy access here. It's just so much easier than for them in New York, maybe to see their own team. It's going to be a wild weekend. We have, obviously, we've got the fireworks, and we're your station for the city of Pittsburgh's Independence Day celebration. 4 o'clock, we got you covered. The fireworks bonanza mix from TJ the DJ, presented by People's Natural Gas and brought to you by Red Ribbon Soda, Pittsburgh's Pop. Save a lot. Bill D. Licente and Associates, South Hills, Lincoln, and right here on KDKA.
If 30,000 people showed up on Sunday to watch the Rays and the Pirates, and of course, it primarily Paul Skenes was the big draw, but I would expect it to be close to a sellout with when you factor in the Mets.
Yes, and the furries. So when the New York fans come and they're unaware it's furry weekend and they walk around town, they might be confused.
Surprise!
Of course. Just stay away from fire hydrants while you're in town next week. We endured the extreme heat of last week. I'm looking at temperatures in Arizona in excess of 100 for this week, and the flooding issues have been unbelievable in the Midwest. So we'll start there with CBS's Anne-Marie Green.
To the deadly and destructive flooding in the Midwest. Nearly 3 million people in Iowa, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Nebraska are under threats as rivers continue to rise. In Minnesota, a key dam partially failed, but officials say it's holding up, at least for now, and they will continue to monitor the situation there. The floodwaters also took down a railroad bridge connecting Iowa to South Dakota. CBS's Jonah Kaplan has the latest.
In farm country, rain is usually a blessing, but not like this.
Where do you start?
Jeremy and Sarah Fry took us inside their home as they searched for anything they could salvage.
Which part is so distressing?
The memories, our marriage license,
our photo albums
photos,
are down in our
everything downstairs.
Room. Items can be replaced, but not that stuff.
The Little Sioux River is cresting nearly 6 feet above its previous record. This neighborhood in Spencer, it's about a half a mile away from the Little Sioux River, and already you could see how high the water was and how much lower it's gotten. Those cars were fully submerged. Still, the disaster, it's really only just begun. Most of these folks here, they don't have flood insurance. Including Stephanie Henrich, who runs a center for sexual assault victims and a food bank.
We help people.
Right.
And now, for the first time in a long time, I'm asking for help.
An hour to the west in Rock Valley, a levee gave way, another rush of water pouring into this town of 4,000 residents. In Mankato, Minnesota, this 110-year-old dam failed. The state's governor calling out the National Guard.
We have about 18 inches of rain over the last couple of weeks. What's happened is we've inundated the ground, and I think the term people are using is unprecedented.
Another term they're using is united. Back in Spencer, Mark and Cindy Hinton just lost their home of 35 years.
We'll get through it.
No, we always do. 48 years, we've been through a lot of things, and we'll get through this.
Jonah Kaplan, CBS News, Spencer, Iowa.
And when you see the flooding and the devastation, it's hard to imagine. You said 15 inches of rainfall in a very short period of time.
Just 72 hours.
Man, that's hard to imagine. So when you look around the country, it's 87. That's what the forecast is today, and it is going to be very warm.
That's the worst of our troubles. That's a pretty good deal.
I want to reference something that we have seen. There have been an unusual number of drownings in the Gulf of Mexico, in particular on the Panhandle side, because people unaware get caught up in these rip currents, and it keeps them from swimming to shore, and they wear out trying to get directly to shore. So talking to some people, and I've known a lot of lifeguards, especially at the beach, and one of the things I remembered was to swim parallel to the shore to escape the current and then try to ride the waves to the shore or float on your back and try to signal for help. Because, you know, sometimes this happens and it's not just kids. I mean, these are adults. I mean, there were three outside of Panama City in the Gulf that got caught in a rip current here over the past weekend that drowned. And if you are going to the beach, anywhere at the beach, rip currents can occur anywhere.
Well, they can. And the beach is deceptively calm and calming, in fact, when you hear the waves coming up on shore. But then all of a sudden, you're a little bit further out than normal and you can be pulled under.
And if there is a beach that is manned by lifeguards and you're unfamiliar, talk to the lifeguards. They know their stuff.
And they know where the rip currents are frequent.
And they would prefer not to come out to get you. But in a lot of cases, there are not lifeguards on many beaches, too. So don't go out too far. Add to that, you know, the fact that the waters are warmer than they've been normally. There have been storms. That can add. And one of the deceptions is when the water is very calm, it doesn't look like there's waves in some areas, even though there's waves around there. That's exactly where you don't want to go in, and you don't want to go in where you can't stand unless you're an outstanding swimmer. But again, swim parallel if you find yourself getting pulled away from shore.
I wonder how many people from the Pittsburgh area wind up going to places like the Jersey Shore, Cape May, the Barrier Islands out in North Carolina, Outer Banks, South Carolina coastal area.
Yeah, I've been
probably in the thousands, I would imagine. Yeah.
Tens of thousands of Pittsburghers go to the shores. Jersey, when I was a senior in high school, Paul, I lived in Ocean City, Maryland for the entire summer. Most of my friends there were lifeguards. And every block they had a lifeguard stand. And that stuck with me about what to do if you're stuck in a rip current. But seeing these drownings just reminded me, just a heads up for people, you know, don't have to overthink it, but it can be surprisingly deceptive.
And if you have a nice place, a hotel with a pool, use the pool. Enjoy the beach, but then go get in the pool if you want to get in the water. That's a safe way to go about it.
We're going to check in with AccuWeather next. Let's check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Larry.
So first, there is a possibility for a few pop-up showers today, mainly north of the city, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty far removed. There's some big thunderstorms that are coming out of eastern Wisconsin and northern Illinois into Michigan right now. They're going to be on the rampage now. As they move east-southeastward, I think they're going to start to fall apart here once we get past probably midday, and the dying embers of those could reach our area by, like 4 or 5 o'clock, but I don't think it would be much more than a couple of showers or a thunder shower later this afternoon.
And then what about the possibility of severe weather tomorrow? That looks more likely.
I think so. I mean, the air mass that's trying to come at this, that's fueling these thunderstorms now, is brutal. I mean, we're talking 100-degree heat in St. Louis today. It's probably going to end up in the mid-90s this afternoon behind thunderstorms in Chicago. So that's the kind of heat and humidity that we're going to be dealing with. And I just kind of think that as we go into the day tomorrow, we're going to see that kind of air mass trying to squeeze in here. It's not going to make it, but it's still going to be warm and humid, and that's going to be the fuel for thunderstorms that could very well be severe, especially during the afternoon hours. And when I say severe, I'm thinking hail and damaging winds and, of course, flooding downpours.
Appreciate the update. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg and AccuWeather. So there you have it, Paul. There is possibility of severe weather tomorrow, and we'll be tracking that very carefully.
What we're seeing on the radar that's going to be coming our way from Ohio, again, to stress this, is expected to dissipate as it approaches our area.
Right. And so for today.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll keep you posted and take us with you wherever you go. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Next hour at 7:50, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see the Bucks and the Mets. That'll be on Sunday, July 7th. It's a Bucko Luau weekend, Paul. I know you're very excited about the potential to get a Pirates Hawaiian shirt. But on this day, kids 14 and under take home a Pirates beach towel. So there you go. I know you bought a package of tickets.
The only thing that's missing from this scenario this weekend are tiki bars on the concourse.
Good idea. I'll inform the Pirates promotional people.
No, you got the ones that are out there floating around in the river, but you can't see the game as well from there.
How do you spell pineapple?
Okie dokie.
Pineapple.
How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
There was a song, this, I don't know if you remember, Beach Blanket Bingo.
Yes, I do. Her Which I've never watched, by the way.
Annette Funicello.
All the way through.
And she had a song called Pineapple Princess. And I'm going to recommend that as maybe a walk-up song for Andrew McCutcheon that day. And now, designated hitter, Andrew McCutcheon, Pineapple Princess.
Speaking of which, I happened to be at the ballpark the other day, and it was really good to hear Guy Junker do the PA. That's a, you know, filling in as he did off and on with a cast of several. But replacing Mr. Tobacco is no easy thing to do, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah, Tim Tobacco did it for like 35 years. And then Guy Junker, who had retired from sports and TV, decided, you know, so there were about six of us that filled in. I did about six games with the commitment to baseball, you know, so many games. So, but Guy did a great job, and it's just perfect for him. Yeah. And Tim was an amazing, you know, just was comfortable when you go to the ballpark and hear Tim Tobacco or now Guy Junker. It does add to the flavor of the game.
Absolutely. And a very different experience from doing PA for a football game. I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah. There's an intensity level in game in particular that's ratcheted up quite a bit because you don't really talk. You talk really before innings and after and then introducing batters. But you don't talk during the game like you do in football, you know, in the midst of the play and the crowd. It's intense, a lot of fun. And there are going to be so many new names to learn for the Steelers this year. By the way, today is the day you can start getting your mobile tickets for St. Vincent College in Latrobe.
And tickets are required. They're free, but they're required.
Yeah, go to Steelers.com. Get them now.
Limited in number.
I have a feeling this is going to be a record-breaking year for attendance at St. Vincent College in Latrobe.